Welcome to Wolf Dan's Saturday Set, where we have reached the Summit King Zone. It's Stradbroke Day.
It's Straddy Day. Yeah, I had a weekend off last weekend. Went down to Melbourne, watched my son play a bit of basketball, which was good. But back into it today. Day one of the King Zone launch. There's a lot going on.
100 episodes too?
I'm up and about. 100 episodes. Fitz, 100 episodes.
There you go, eh? We made it.
We've got a huge show lined up, and let's get into it. We're going to start with three feature races. They should all be Group 1s, but they're not. The Q22s are Group 2, but I reckon it'll be a Group 1 eventually. But let's start with the first Group 1 on Stradbroke Day. It is the JJ Atkins. It is for the two-year-olds. Tricky race to map because I've seen that all horses are stepping up to the mile for the first time. Mm. One other interesting thing I heard is that the BRC size produce has produced three of the last four winners. Mm. So when we go back and look at the BRC size produce, of course, Cool Archie comes from the clouds here and wins very, very well. There's him out the back. Hard to make out because it was just such a bog trap.
Yeah, exactly.
But there, he's just about to come through now and sort of like the greeny colours just goes inside that sort of lilac cap and you can see him explode here and he wins by a couple of lengths. I guess the question to kick off, Fizz, and I might throw it to you, is this was this a win of someone of a horse that was very advantaged by a heavy track or was that the win of a very, very good horse?
This horse seems to be a pretty bloody good horse to me. It's I think it's put five or six on the trot. I mean, not many horses at that age do that. And the way it won that, it won first up over 1,000 meters on a good track. Mm. So I guess if you want to say that it's a wet tracker, then you've got to take into account that it has won on a good. That does look the win to me. That does look the horse to beat. It is the favourite in the market. I thought it might be a bit shorter, but maybe that heavy run that you've talked about is the reason why people are more reluctant to make it a shorter price favourite. But it's beaten all these horses, other than a couple coming up from Sydney,
which is say we've got coming out of very
coming out of the same race and not very impressive
up,
to me.
Zebra
to be honest,
Finch beat Hidden Achievement.
And it didn't do much. I think Hidden Achievement was favourite that day, so maybe that's the reason for the little swing around, and maybe it more suited at the distance. Hidden Achievement hit the line in the Zebra Finch line. And I didn't check the sectional times in that race, but maybe they went quite slow in that and Zebra Finch was up around the speed and maybe it didn't suit that horse. But look, there was a tip for Providence last start. It didn't really do anything. I have Navy Pilot second pick behind Cool Archie. I didn't know what to make of the Sydney horses coming. I couldn't be on either of them. And the others have been beaten well and truly by Cool Archie. So for me, it's Cool Archie and that's the way it sits for me.
You're betting?
Yeah, I back Cool Archie.
What odds?
$7. Around that.
With a boost?
I wish.
You mentioned in your preamble that these horses are all going up to 1,600 for the first time. Mm. One thing I look in this scenario, I look and put more of a value on the late sectional times to try and, you know, get an indication which horses will be suited by that extra rise in distance. The two horses I think that are suited the most by the rise in distance are the two favourites here, Cool Archie and Hidden Achievement.
Okay.
I'll start with Hidden Achievement. It's the only horse I could be on. I think $6 is a fair price. Have got Hidden Achievement shorter. Gets the blinkers on. I think it's going to improve with the blinkers on for certain. So when I'm looking, when I'm looking for bets now, I'm looking for reasons why horses will improve. So you've got two here for Hidden Achievement. You've got 1,400 up to the 1,600 for the first time. And gets the blinkers back on. And then you've got the obvious combination of James McDonald and Chris Waller and that fast acceleration as well for Hidden Achievement. So I think $6 is a fair price. I think Cool Archie is the main danger. It was a little bit short in the market, I think. Fitz talked about the heavy tracks. Archie's won his last four. Three of them were on a heavy track. A little bit obvious for me. Great acceleration, but horses with that 1-1-1 I tend to avoid because they're just so well found in the market nowadays. A horse that could definitely improve is Grafter Burners. I thought third pick I had. Drawn wide his last two and on heavy tracks, which didn't suit, I think, either. So is this going to go to a good track, you reckon, Fitz?
I think the weather's fine up there, yeah. Nice and nice and sunny.
Week, so
yeah,
probably good four.
We land on a good three, a good four.
Something like that.
So I thought I'm pretty confident the winner will come out at numbers 1, 8, and 2, and I thought 8 and 2 were better value than 1.
Okay, very good. We're going to move to the Stradbroke, the big one, the $3 million race. Pretty hard race. There's going to be a lot of speed. I'll let you boys sort of sort out what that means. So we had the Kings at Smith last week, which a few horses are backing up into this. That's pretty fresh in our memory, but I thought we might go back to the BRC Sprint and remind ourselves why War Machine is favourite. Pretty impressive win here. Like, talk about afterburners. There's some afterburners kicking in here, and the way he just goes through the line, very impressive. He is favourite. I'm surprised. I put a howl up earlier in the week saying I thought he would firm, but I was wrong. Mm. He's getting
he was
out
off the map in this race.
Wasn't he what? Wasn't
I
he
laid
what?
Him in the end at about 250. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to, and then he came in so short I couldn't help myself.
All right, so there he is at the top, $3.20. I'll let you start, the King's Own.
As you said there, there's a heap of pace in this race. You got Front Page, The Instructor, and also Rothfire, which will set a brutal tempo up front. And then you've gone back to the horses like War Machine, which will probably settle fifth or sixth. Mm. That race that we just saw then, War Machine sat fourth fence, peeled off, didn't go around a horse virtually, had the perfect run. Yes, War Machine ran good time. Yes, was very impressive over the last 200 metres. But this is a much harder race.
Much harder.
And the barrier 13, is much harder. I'm against War Machine in this race for those reasons. The barrier, the pace, the pressure and the class of race. I think 320 is unders. I think that War Machine will drift. The other horse I couldn't back was Rise at Dawn. Where does it leave me? I thought Golden Mile on top, but 850. I'm not jumping out of trees to back that. I thought there were a few at value. Yellow Brick.
Sure.
Going awful.
Not on the screen.
No, 60-1. Going awful, but has got peak ratings.
Yeah. It was a boom horse last year too.
Yeah. Can if the Brick puts it together, 60-1, I thought I thought Rough Chance, nothing crazy, not an official. Punch Lane, 7-day backup and suited over the 1400 as
That's
well.
My horse.
We got Punch on the screen there?
No, it's big odds. Just off it. What is it? 40s or something?
Something like that, yeah, about 40-1. And Transatlantic
it's
as well.
On the screen,
I don't know if it'll get a run second emergency, but if it does, I thought it had a chance, $17. Didn't particularly like the race against the favourite, but not really sure what is going to roll at Fitz. What do you say?
Yeah, I thought it was a terribly hard race. I thought this was a pretty weak Stradbroke in comparison to the years gone by.
Yep, I think most people are thinking that.
But, yeah, I haven't sort of found a horse that I can put my finger on. I had the Instructor top pick, which has been airborne for Gay, but it, like King's talked about, there's a ton of speed in this race. The Instructor might just have to sit behind him. I don't think he'll get outside the lead. Kings talk about War Machine. I just thought Barrier 13 for War Machine was slightly tricky. Probably the horse, obviously the horse to beat, its favourite in the race. But, there is a lot of unknowns in this race, how quick they're going to go, and I couldn't identify a bet.
Could you take 320? What's your predicted SP for War Machine?
No, I think it'll top fuck around the 380 mark.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they'll get it out too far.
Any big firmer on the screen? Anything you can see them
maybe if
towards?
Transatlantic gets a run. It was off the map the other week, last weekend, I think it was. But I don't think it'll get a run. And I was going to back Firestorm, which is a first-up specialist, but they scratched it because I thought the speed on would have suited it. So, something from midfield, I think, in the
strategy. Private Eye was around the right odds too. Good goes, good first-up. Yeah, 57 doesn't excite me.
No. He was scratched the other week, though. It's always a bit
box the field in the trifecta.
Righto, we're moving to the Q22. Faulkner Park won this race last year. Actually, Knight's Choice ran second, went on to win the Melbourne Cup. So you never know. When we look at the market soon, you might be looking at the 2025 Melbourne Cup winner.
Yes.
Of course, without a fight, won it the year before. So we all know Faulkner Park pretty well. I thought we're going to have a look at one of its challenges, which is New Endeavour, winning the Lord Mayor's Cup.
I was on.
Very, very heavy ground again. You got Tarvi Time, who was favourite with J-Mac on board. When J-Mac got into it, there wasn't much there. And I think in hindsight, people think New Endeavour's win was pretty strong. He's right in the thick of this. He's third favourite for the Q22. Mm. Let's bring the market up and try and work out who will win the Melbourne Cup in 2025.
Right,
there it is.
Yeah. What have we got? New Faulkner Park leading the way at 240. Ladbrokes off obviously don't like Faulkner Park. Everyone else is shorter. Ladbrokes leading the way there. At $2.40, I agree with him. Thought was unders. Thought had a chance. Gets back onto the dry track, which really suits.
Yeah.
But $2.40 doesn't really excite me. I don't think Faulkner Park is a $2.40 horse. Militarize, I couldn't back either. J-Mac, Chris Waller. Just not going good enough. It's not going good, Fitz, is it? Militarizing your
account. No, it might have been a little bit. Like, even in the run when it ran fourth behind whoever beat Faulkner Park, who's the one that...
Antino.
Yeah, Antino. Yeah. Even that, it might have been a little bit, I don't know, flattered by the way the pattern was in that race, I reckon, because Pride of Jenny went so hard in front.
Yeah.
I think those horses at the tail of the field were made to look better runs than maybe they were.
Mm-hmm. New Endeavour, I thought, had definitely had a chance.
Yep.
I think New Endeavour will keep improving as well.
Sure.
But the horse that I thought was I wouldn't be surprised if New Endeavour firms from $5. Right. And the horse that the only horse I could back, and I don't really want to bet in the race, but it's Kovalika. Three from four at Eagle Farm, back onto a dry track, which helps as well. But I just like the track stats there. Natural Willer, Chris Waller's a great combo as well. $6 I thought was fair odds. So okay. I'd have Militarize a lot longer. I'd have Faulkner Park more, $283. Yeah, right. And I'd have New Endeavour 450 and Kovalika around that 450 mark as well.
Anything more to add?
No, I thought Faulkner Park was the one to beat. It picks itself off its last run where it was wide, chasing that, chasing the speed. Kovalika's not one of mine. Couldn't possibly be on it. And New Endeavour, I'm not sure that's the right form race.
Fair enough.
You're betting?
No.
No. No Val.
Nope.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered for Stradbroke season with the app being packed with all the best punting tools so you can own winter. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, check out Mates Mode where you can chat, share and bet with your crew. We've even got our own Wolf Den Mates Mode group going. So jump in and join the fun using the code UPTHEDEN25. Get around Mates Mode and go and download the Ladbrokes app today.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Time for your Saturday set. I think it's pretty short and sharp.
My official Saturday set, and I don't have to go back because I haven't had any yet, and I've only got two officials, but let's get into them. So we're going to Sandown Race 8, number 12, Cinque, which came off a hot speed over 1,200, back to 1,000 metres, 52 kilos on his back after the claim. Great odds at the moment, around $8.50, I thought. And the other one's over at Murray Bridge, race 8, number 10, Synchro. Michael Hickmont, Todd Pannell, drawn out wide. Going to go forward, should be able to cross lead. Won his last two, Pannell's going to stack them up and just go boom. You're a SA man, Fitz. Do you like
I've got Synchro? A top pick, Synchro, but I don't know where the other favourite's going. So we'll see what happens in that because okay. There's a horse from Melbourne that's a dual nom. In that race.
Ladbrokes leading the way with Synchro as well, 330.
There you go. They don't like it.
Get amazing on. How many horses I back that Ladbrokes don't like. Don't know why. Is what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Two different ways of doing the form, great I guess. Yeah. All right, I'm going to Bunbury for my first Saturday set tip. Race 2, number 5, My Hidden Universe. This horse sat 3 wide on a good tempo first up. I think it can improve into this race and hopefully get the chockies. Then Bunbury race 3, number 3, Royal Gap. I was expecting this horse to go up much longer odds. They put it up around the 370 mark, so not as excited as I was before I looked at the market. Race 5 in Bunbury, number 4, a horse called Sure Thing. This thing's been winning in Kalgoorlie. I'm not sure whether or not the form will stack up in town,
okay.
But it should go to the front and it'll give us a run at around the $9 mark, so happy to be on it. Murray Bridge race 10, number 14, a horse called Prance Through Life. I like the way this horse hit the line last start in a race that was probably a bit stronger than this one. Pretty keen on it at around the $9 mark. And then we'll go to Sandown for one bet. Race 3, number 8, Aha, Aha. I think it's a improving horse. I think it'll sit a bit closer than the map say, and I think it'd be very hard to beat.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Kingzone, you've been hard at work, mate. So Wolf Den AI is being rebranded, renamed.
It is. And today's day one of the launch, so it's very exciting. Yeah, I've been working for the last 7 months on a new form service, new form product called the Kingzone.
Yep.
Which I'm very proud to put my name to.
Oh, good.
Let's have a look. We've got a little run through here.
Okay.
It's free for the next 7 days.
Yep.
Go to the king.zone and sign up, log in, and you will have free access to all of this for the next 7 days. So there's all the tips. You can mix and match them when you go to the official tipping hub, but it's much more than a tipping service. This is on today's races screen. I've got selections first through to fourth with comments for every single race 7 days a week. We've also got rated prices, which are coming up down here. Those are ratings. Now we've got rated prices. There's a golden bullet at Gosford today. So down the bullet price there, that's my own assessed rated price. I put so much more information into this compared to AI. We've got the form factors as well. We've got live prices coming through there so you can match them up. Everything is on the screen there. We've got the ratings. This is a new rating here, which is called a cruising acceleration metric, or CAM. So cruising's the early speed, acceleration is the last speed. We're going to go up here to a CSW. That's an old school, like a time rating. There's a snapshot of the top three or four for each of the metrics under race analysis. So if you just want tips, you go straight to the selections and you get right into it there. There's comments as well for every single runner, 7 days a week, even out in the country, which there's a heap of value out in the country races. So I have put my heart and soul into this for the last 7 months. It's unreal, so go and try it out for the next 7 days.
Great work, King Zone. All right, so it is 100 episodes. We had a bit of fun with it last week. I thought we might have a bit more fun with it this week, Fizzer.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go back and look at episode one. Before you hit play, Trell, so I remember, like, I had, I think during the week, we were trying to think content ideas, and I said to you, I said, oh, why don't we just sit down and, you know, get everyone set for Saturday, the Saturday set. Mm. You're like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that, because it's over the few years I've had many content ideas,
yeah,
and you slam a lot of them down. Sometimes you say go for it, some work, some don't. This one's obviously worked pretty well, so let's go back and look at the very first episode. I watched it this morning. We're only watching 90 seconds of it, but it just says so much about everything that goes on in here. Here we go for the next 90 seconds. It's a live watch.
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday set, where we take a short, sharp look at some of our better bets around the country.
What's that graphic?
Saturday's racing. I'm joined by some of the big dogs in the den, the King Zone, the Fizzer.
There he is.
Player.
Everyone looks like they want to be there, don't they?
Very quickly, Roosters, good last night. You would have been happy.
Very good. Yeah, they're starting to click.
Yeah.
They come kicking into gear. They're $5, which I think is a massive price.
You've got, you've
oh, geez, nothing's changed. I'm still tipping the Roosters at $5.
I'm thinking about calming myself and being a bit more sensible. So
for people who don't know, the Kings has already had $200,000 on them at $6, which is a massive
remember that?
Seven-figure result if you can get it up. So
I blank those sort of things out of my mind. But thanks for bringing it back up.
Great. It's just
bookmakers, reach out.
Fizzer, this is your debut in the content studio. Did you even know we had a content studio?
Never knew.
Cool. You got some grouse for us today?
I don't know.
The den relies on you.
Very, very hard day, I think, tomorrow.
Cool. We'll and we've got to be quick during tournament. What have you got? You're going for a massage or something?
Yeah, massage.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Friday, massage day, you know. Need a healthy body, healthy mind.
Well, thank you for taking some time for us.
He never turned up again after the first episode.
What we're going to do today is we're going to quickly go around the boys and find if they've got some really good bets for us anywhere around Australia tomorrow. And then because it is such a fantastic day of racing, we are going to look at the four group ones.
There it is. And a couple other little side notes. Mm. Once Straight Bat, this is firstly Jai. Once Jai was the host. Jai was the host for a while. Look at that. Mm. And also, can you believe this, Fizzer? Straight Bat was the host once.
Look at the bat guy.
What
a great host.
Yeah, you were there.
Were you on holiday? Good.
Yeah, I was in France or something.
I love good it. Hat backwards. Go the Bowman.
Need him back in for a guest episode, Straight Bat.
We do. I actually thought about inviting him to the live stream tonight, which is the next thing we're going to talk about. So we are doing a live stream tonight. It'll be good fun. So, Kings, let's talk about what we've got. We've got Test Cricket, which is on a nice edge. It's going to be a great game. Of course we can watch it.
Right.
Then we've got NRL. We've got AFL as well. And, of course, we've got State of Origin Greyhound Racing from the queue. We're going to be betting in a mates mode pot. You can join that on Ladbrokes, or we'll put the tips up on the net. You can follow them. Troy Little, Jason Campbell, you're very high on them as judges.
Two great judges. I'd love to throw a monkey into that pot.
I've got the tips. I'm about to go and ram them through to Ladbrokes, hopefully get some fantastic odds. So that's today. It's going to be 8:15 p.m. on our YouTube channel. Come and join with us. It'll be a lot of fun. Lots of chit-chat, lots of banter. And then on a Saturday, we've got a mates mode pot for Stradbroke.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Beauty.
Yes, so you and I need to go and sit down now and start.
Yeah, well, you told me we're previewing a few more races for Eagle Farm on the stream as well.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I need to go and have a look.
Yes, this is true. So, and in the stream, we're going to do an extended Saturday session tonight. We're going to look at races 1, 3, and I want to say 8, or maybe...
No, 7 probably.
7, 1, 3, and 7. We're going to look at the Dane Ripper and the Gunsind, and there's one other race we'll look at as well.
You bet up on Dane Ripper.
I did, 40 to 1, yeah. $50 was a lot for me back then.
Mm.
So we'll be doing a little bit of an extended Saturday set in the live stream as well, which would be good fun. So that's about it. And there's Saturday session as well on Saturday. So
yeah, what going on?
Yeah, we're hitting our stride for the peak of the Queensland Carnival. I think that's about it, mate. 100 episodes done.
Well done.
Bring on the next 100.
You've led us well.
We'll get up to 200. Yeah, thank you very much. Fizz, good work, mate.
Cheers, boys.
Let's go get them. Up the den. See you soon.